That's my card, by the way.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
My friend Corey's going to join us in a little bit. He's just going to pick up something at a friend of ours.
That's place. Cool.
I'm just going to ask you some general questions, and then we can just talk about whatever.
Sure.
Okay. So, you guys were on the football team together. Were you on the football team together, or was he just there for some practices, or what was
No, we were on the football team together.
Okay, for a year?
Yeah, it was my grad year, so I was only on football for a year, and he was a couple years younger than me, I guess, or a year younger than me.
Okay, where did he fit into the whole scheme of things on that team?
Football's a weird thing, right? Like, there's, like, the main guys that are, like, the kind of jock dudes, right, that play every game and that are taken really serious and all that stuff. And then there's these other kids that don't really have much of a role in anything, you know what I mean? Like, they're kind of loners and, I don't know. Yeah, anyway, so I guess he was there and he was more taken as a, you know, he was doing something after school rather than taking the sports serious.
Okay.
Like, he worked hard, there's no doubt about that, but I think he and everybody knew that he wouldn't, you know, play a game ever, right?
He didn't play?
No, not when I was around. And he, you know, really trying to be something that he wasn't, I felt like, you know, laughing at jokes he didn't understand and stuff like that, but, you know, generally pretty innocent, I guess, you know?
And he was two years younger than you,
I think, so, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you were 18 and he was 16?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he, how was he treated by the other teammates? Did he give him a hard time? Go on, like, tell me.
For the most part, yeah, he was. Like, it wasn't like, you know, full on hazing or like always teasing the kid. There wasn't like that at all, but he was definitely like, he was.
Tell me about it.
So like, they would, if the, you know, cause he wasn't a clean kid, you know, he wasn't sawn. It was like, he didn't have really clean clothes or anything. He wasn't super dirty, but he wasn't a cool kid that wore, you know, name brand stuff. So, you know, when we're showering after and he wouldn't shower, there's always comments made about that, right? Like, you're just like, you stink. Jeremy, you stink. You know, Stanky. And his last name didn't really help with that, right? So they call him Stinky and stuff like that. There was never any bullying, like, you know, like pushing him around or anything like that. Like,
he was teased, though?
Pardon me?
He was teased, though?
He was teased. There's no doubt about it. It was always bugging him about smelling bad or, you know, because he was in something called, I believe, we always believed that he was in something called IOP, which is, it's like, for kind of, lack of a better word, it's like dumber kids, right? The kids that aren't really at the level of what their grade should be.
Okay.
And so he was kind of simple like that. And so he's always teased about that, kind of being dumb. Mm-hmm. He's really simple. He had a really dumb laugh, even, you know, like, he just exuded that he wasn't a smart guy, you know, and he was teased about that all the time. There's no doubt about that.
Okay. Can you think of one specific incident or thing that stands out? If not, that's what we agree on.
No, I can't, actually. No? Like,
did he have any friends on the team? Or was he sort of a loner?
Not really. He tried. He was kind of a loner. There's no doubt. Like, he's lucky, though, because the group of guys that he was with, like, our grade, we weren't really into being bullies and jocks. You know what I mean? Like, we were pretty cool guys, but we were, you know, the cool crowd nonetheless, right?
Okay.
And he tried his best. Like, when we go on trips and stuff like that, he always tried to sit with us, and he tried to kind of walk with us and stuff like that. We'd just ignore him. Like, we wasn't at, like, the point where we're like, get away from us, dude. But nothing like that. But it was just kind of like ignoring him and stuff like that. And like I said before, he always tried to laugh at jokes that
he didn't understand.
He had no idea about, right? And yeah, that's about it.
Did you feel sorry for him?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you never tried to, like, bring... No?
Look, guys, I was never really mean to him. Like, I never... I wasn't into that ever in my life, right? So I never... Oh, it didn't bother him, but I felt bad for him. There's no doubt about it. You know that he didn't come from a wealthy family. You know that he didn't have a lot going for him. And I think you knew that in the future that's the way it was going to continue. That he wasn't going to make a ton of money or anything like that, you know?
So, back to that that article quoted the certain things you said in the paper as far as, like, reminiscing and talking about, you know, what he was like prior to being an outsider, you know, I came across the people like he was some 300-pound guy. Talk about that.
Yeah, well,
give me some examples.
I just got to think about it for a second. It was a really long time ago, unfortunately. He had a sense of confidence about him, there's no doubt. It was really weird, like he shouldn't have, but he did. It was almost like I was saying before, like you knew that where he was from and what he had and didn't have going for him, and he was content with that. Which is kind of weird in that situation. Usually somebody's really embarrassed about that, and he's really...
He was okay with it?
Yeah, and he was really, like I said, he's kind of a dork, but this is the way he was. He was okay with that, and he would, when we're playing football or doing a drill, right, like, there's guys that are really, really big dudes when you play football.
Okay.
And, you know, you usually, like me, I'm a huge guy, right, and... I wouldn't go up against these guys to try to hit him or anything. I mean, he was just always right there, right? Always trying to prove himself in a sense, I guess. And I guess that's where I was getting at, was he's kind of... he wasn't scared of much. There was no doubt about that. He wasn't scared of anybody or anything. That said, he was kind of a quiet guy, though, right? Like, he wouldn't call people on, but when the time came, he wouldn't back down either.
Did you ever see him around his other friends, like people that weren't on the team, or that wasn't really a part of the team?
Not very much. Like I said, like we hung out in really, really different crowds.
Okay.
And I honestly can't even think of one friend that he had. Not that I paid attention to it. Maybe that's probably the problem, right?
Okay. Those quotes you gave, were you misquoted or at all, or were things kind of, did they just take the negative of it or just ask me negative questions?
They took the negative of it.
They did?
Yeah.
Completely? Like, did you tell them other things as well? And that's
I said that he was just a very genuine guy, you know what I mean? Like, he was just trying to get, you know, just trying to, I don't know, be a kid like anyone else, right? And try to be, like, you know what high school is, right? And he was just trying to go through the rhythms of that.
Yeah.
Of just trying to get by with whatever situation he was in.
Okay.
He wasn't a spaz. Like, he didn't flip out and punch stuff all the time. It's none of that. Like, he wasn't like that. He was just... He tried hard to be something, you know, to try to be with in a cooler crowd or try to be friends with people. But as far as it went, like, he wasn't... an angry guy.
How did he dress back then? What was his style?
Was not goth, that's for sure.
Okay.
Like I said, pretty typical. Like something you, like, honestly, it sounds really terrible, but clothes you find at Sally Ann's, I'm sure that's where you found them, right? So just like typical jeans, a t-shirt that's probably 3-4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Not very clean. Like he would be that guy that showed up to school that just woke up and his hair is like flat and up because mm-hmm. he just rolled out of bed type thing, right? Yeah, really typical, very typical.
Okay. Said you guys knew about his home situation, as far as he came from, you know, his family lived in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Was that just common knowledge, or did he talk about it, or was it just things people spoke about him? Rumors, or?
No, there's none of that, like... It's really weird because when we were in school, he wasn't a guy that people talked about. You know what I mean? No, he was he was there, and that was about it. Like, he flew under the radar pretty easily. He wasn't there to bother anybody, but you just knew just by looking at him.
Okay.
The way he was and the way that he acted even, right? Like, he wasn't polite by any means or anything like that, but he,
know anybody that was in class with him, like in his year, any other teammates that would have maybe known what kind of a student he was like, or any other sides to him, or because you were a couple years older?
Yeah. Again, like, he was in that IOP thing, right? I don't know the exact name, but
was he really in that?
I think so. Okay. I'm just guarantee it. Just because they hung out in an area of school, and when they went to school, they were like a totally different level, and he was always there, right? That's why I thought it. So,
okay.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think anyone else was in it. So,
and you're on your team.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What was your first reaction when you heard about this happening back in your? Well, I guess, were you there at the time when it happened?
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you heard?
I wasn't. I don't know if I was actually there. I was in Calgary, but I heard on the news that night, and I was totally taken back, like totally astounded, flabbergasted, could not believe that he did it. Because the guy that I knew, and that, you know, this guy.
Yeah.
The same at all. Like, I wouldn't think of him dating a 15-year-old. I wouldn't think of him being a goth kid and wearing a vial of blood on his neck. He wasn't like that when I knew him.
Okay.
And so I was totally, totally amazed when I heard that he could pull, like, that he even had the guts, or that he could do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was.
I'm sure. This is Corey.
Corey, I'm Spencer. I was kind of.
This is for you. Let me get a serviette. I just spilled some coffee. We pretty much covered the stuff on here, so you can take over. I just have one more question, which was, I guess going back to, like, were you surprised? And if so, talk about that a little bit. I'm going to leave you with Corey for a second, okay? I'll be right back.